Good afternoon. As was stated earlier, I'm Daniel Leland from Vanderbilt's Peabody College. Today I will be talking about access to substance abuse treatment by adolescents in Medicaid, differences by race, gender, and level of rurality. I have no relationships to disclose. Just to guide this presentation, the presentation will follow the overview you see here. Briefly, I will introduce the topic, go through a literature review, talk about the data set in which I used, the methods in which I used to examine that data set, the results that I gathered. We'll have time for discussion and conclusions. Adolescent substance abuse continues to be a public health concern. National health reports indicate little substance usage rate differences across race and gender. However, there are differences in the manifestations of the substance abuse. For example, drugs of choice are different across race and gender. The same is true across geography. Minorities are less likely to use services. There are a myriad of reasons why minority youth are not accessing substance abuse treatment, including lack of resources, stigma, and discrimination. Boys make up an overwhelming majority of the treatment population. When girls do enter treatment, however, they often suffer from more symptoms. There are many barriers to care cited for rural adolescents as well, including distance to that care and stigma. So the purpose of this study is to examine disparities in utilization of substance abuse treatment among minority, female, and rural adolescents enrolled in one southern state's Medicaid program. In order to do this, I attempted to address the following questions. What is the likelihood of adolescent substance abuse treatment access, and does it differ by race, ethnicity, gender, or geography? Are there differences in the age, at which adolescents first access substance abuse treatment, and does this differ by race, ethnicity, gender, or geography? In the interest of time, question one will be discussed in this presentation. Medicaid is Title 19 of the Social Security Act. Medicaid finances health care for the indigent and disabled, but not all poor. Each state has a great degree of latitude in determining how it will set up its eligibility criteria for Medicaid and how it will administer its own Medicaid program. By using a Medicaid population, I am ensuring, no pun intended, that these adolescents are equally yoked in terms of income. In 2005, there were about 37,000 Mississippi Medicaid enrollees aged 12 to 17. The Heflinger-Chapman-Saunders article in 2006 is a similar study which looked at some of the same issues that I'm addressing right now in Tennessee, specifically race and gender, and its role in access to Medicaid-funded substance abuse treatment. This study, however, introduces a geographical component and a different analytical technique. There are 82 counties in Mississippi, and less than 1% of youth had a substance abuse service in 2005 in Mississippi Medicaid. With hierarchical binomial linear modeling, which is a mouthful, so I'm going to just refer to it as HBLM, this secondary data analysis used eligibility and claims data from adolescents aged 12 to 17 enrolled in Mississippi Medicaid in 2005. HBLM takes into account the shared variance among the adolescents. In this particular instance, adolescents are nested and counted, the nest, as depicted in my presentation. Utilization of substance abuse services was examined by considering probability of substance abuse treatment. For this analysis, again, the sample is the statewide population of adolescent Medicaid enrollees during 2005. Okay, so here's a map just to orient you to Mississippi just a little bit. Okay, Mississippi is a very rural state. 65 of these 82 counties are considered rural counties. There are plenty of things to do in Mississippi. You have Memphis to the north with Tennessee. You have New Orleans to the south. Tunica if you like to gamble. And Tupelo if you like Elvis. According to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2007, Mississippi is one of the poorest states in the Union. Interestingly enough, Mississippi also boasts the highest population of African Americans in the nation as well. Okay, for this analysis, the dependent variable is substance abuse service use, which is a binary variable, which is why I'm using HBLM to examine this data. The full model, which I present here, the variables of interest are race, ethnicity, gender, and rurality. There's also a rurality interaction term included, and there are also other demographic and system issue variables entered into the model as covariates. And now I will describe the variables. Race is a bivariate variable, with minority being the referent group and white being the other variable. Gender is male or female. Age is the age in years. Eligibility category is supplemental social income, SSI, is the referent group. Then you have TAP, temporary assistance to needy families. You also have foster care, as well as other poverty and other state programs. So there are five categories there. And then previous mental health service use in the year. The level two variable of interest, again, is the level of rurality, which is entered into the model and I discussed earlier. Okay, 84% of adolescents were minority, and of these minority adolescents, it is predominantly African American, with little other racial ethnic groups represented. Gender was split down the middle. In terms of rurality, approximately 70% of these adolescents reside in rural counties. The largest eligibility category for Medicaid is TAF, with 83%. Okay, so here's the model that I use. This is the HBLM model that I use. And as you can see, there were very few significant relationships. Rural was not significant. However, minority was. So if you're a minority in Mississippi Medicaid in 2005, you are half as likely to receive substance abuse treatment in 2005. If you are a female, you're two-thirds less likely to receive substance abuse service. per year as your, excuse me, as age increases per unit year, you are 25% more likely to receive substance abuse service. And if you have a previous mental health service in the year, you are 11 times more likely to use a substance abuse service. Before I conclude, I just want to talk about the substance abuse treatment user characteristics really fast. I want you to get a sense of these demographics as well. Race, again, is overwhelmingly minority because of the high amount of minority in the population. But gender, as was seen earlier, gender was equally split down the middle. And you see now 75% of substance abuse treatment users are male, with 25% female. So that was interesting in the substance abuse treatment segment. Just to recap, minorities had less access to substance abuse treatment. Girls were less likely to use a treatment service. Youth in rural communities are just as likely to use substance abuse treatment as urban youth. There was a lack of a rural interaction effect on race and gender. And previous mental health service use greatly increased the odds of substance abuse treatment. This study incorporated youth and county level characteristics in explaining substance abuse service use differences. It is best to get a first mental health treatment, and then you can go on and get a substance abuse treatment according to this data. If you get into mental health treatment, you're more likely to get a substance abuse treatment. These findings support previous findings in the literature. Substance abuse treatment access rates are generally low, and being a minority or being a female lessens the probability of being treated. Although many states use a managed care model for their Medicaid program, Mississippi operates a fee-for-service system, which is more akin to private health plans today. And just to conclude, this research contributes to the sparse body of research concerning adolescent behavioral health issues. More documentation of race and gender adolescent substance abuse treatment disparities in rural areas is required. The nature of these relationships is still unclear. For example, the role of the legal system. Are African Americans entering the juvenile justice system instead of substance abuse treatment facilities? Again, a longitudinal study of these issues might improve the investigation of these issues. So more work needs to be done. And so that is the take home. Here are some selected references, and I thank you for your time.
Questions at the end. I'll be doing questions at the end.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. I didn't know that.
On the desk because it's a little janky. There we go.
Oh, that's wild.